Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Sojourner Ellaby, a Bloomberg Quick Take producer and editorial lead. And Daniel, I'm so happy to be sitting here with you today. Thank you for joining us here at the Collision Stage.
I'm excited to be here with you. It's great to be here. Thank
great,
you.
Great, great. And we're going to turn that volume up because I know there's a lot of hustling and bustling around us, and I want to make sure you all can hear us. So let's get straight into it. Daniel, give us some insight about Checkr and the company's inception and how it aligns with your personal values and background.
Yeah, so I think, I'm an engineer, and I'm also an immigrant, and my parents are immigrants from Syria, Romania, some poor countries. They immigrated to France, I immigrated to the US, and so I think for me, as an engineer, I like fixing problems, so we found the problem of background checks as a very old industry, slow, kind of like backwards thinking, a very legacy, and then on the social side, I realized quickly after starting the company to disrupt background checks that millions of people are being left on the side of the road if they have a criminal background and really marginalized. And as an immigrant, I've experienced as well some of that marginalization and how you have to work way harder to get the same opportunities as other people in the country. And so when I started to connect with people with a background and seeing the struggle, I empathized and connected to kind of help the underdog, and I found a lot of potential in people that was wasted.
Right.
And we said, hey, we can become a background check company that helps people get a second chance, helps companies see the value, understand that people make mistakes, and really that's how our mission of building a fair future and giving second chances started.
Yeah, and just so we can make sure we're all on the same page here, when you say second chance hiring and fair chance hiring, what exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, so second chance hiring or fair chance hiring is really giving a chance for a job to someone who has a criminal background. It's a pretty broad definition, so you can have a background of having a DUI or like some minor violations all the way to some more severe crimes, but basically having some gaps or challenges on your background that traditionally in the past most employers would reject you without even talking to you. So that's fair chance hiring, and we are big proponents of bringing this to businesses going forward. Yeah.
And I mean, let's be quite frank. Why should we care about second chance hiring? Why should we care about fair chance hiring? What are we missing, or what are we doing by making sure that we're inclusive of that?
Yes, so I think, one thing we have to be realistic as well is, especially in years like this, at the end of the day, companies are businesses, they're for-profit businesses. Their number one goal is to make money, by serving customers. Mm-hmm. So I like to tie the benefits of fair chance hiring to business outcomes and benefits. And, the main reason is really most of the industries are struggling to find enough workers, enough qualified talent. If you look at hospitality, retail, healthcare, IT, like there's really, maybe right now in tech, there's more opportunities, but it's a very short-term issue.
Right.
And especially if there's not a lot of immigration, which in the US is a big challenge, I talk to many, many customers, many businesses who just can't hire fast enough or fill jobs. And if companies want to actually, they care about diversity, they want to give a chance to people who maybe don't have the perfect resume or education, no one thinks about criminal records. So, and unfortunately, the criminal justice system really impacts minorities more, black employees, Latino. So in a way, it's like doubly, it's a very important thing to do if you want to hire the best talent and if you want to drive diversity in the business.
Absolutely. And so Checkr uses artificial intelligence technology and analytics to streamline background checks. Can you give some insight and explain how Checkr's platform harnesses data and analytics to provide accurate, efficient, and fair results for businesses?
Yeah, so we've been using AI for many, many years, before the last year when it became really mainstream. Mm-hmm. But overall, AI algorithms have been used for a long time, and you can use AI to automate, human decisions for pretty much anything. We've used it specifically to improve accuracy of background checks, to make sure that the data, the criminal record, belongs to the right person, for example. Many people have the same names, and so errors can happen. So we use it to minimize errors and making sure it's accurate. We also use it to make it simpler for HR customers or business leaders to read a background report. If you've ever seen a background check report, It's pretty hard to read. It's like a lot of legal language. And so we use it to simplify and explain what it means so that people can make the right decision. So those are two use cases that I would say are good, safe. There's definitely concerns in recruiting when you say an AI is going to decide who gets hired, mm-hmm. or an AI is going to, you know, review resumes and throw away thousands of resumes and you don't really know exactly how it's happening. I think that's some of the potential challenges of bias in AI.
Right.
But you can also ask the AI, find the bias, right? Like, look at the interview that happened and tell me if you think there's been some bias in the room. Mm. So I think, again, AI can be very powerful, but you just have to be mindful of how you use it.
And explain that. How do you maintain the quality and integrity of the data that you all are using? How do you know that the artificial intelligence isn't being biased? Because people behind the scenes are controlling that. So how do you make sure that that's not seeping through into the results?
Yeah, so we use it for accuracy. So there's no biases, like the name of a person, address, social security number. Let's make sure it's the right person. Mm-hmm. We don't have, you know, demographic information, age or race or anything. So that's one point. And then we use the traditional AI that is trained. So we used humans and experts to train the data on millions of data points. Mm-hmm. And then the AI makes decisions. And we always have humans audit and continue to review the data to make sure the accuracy continues to go up. So that's the traditional way of using AI with human quality and review.
Nice. And so as we all know, background checks are vital. They are vital for the employment process, but they can also exacerbate some of these inequalities that we face. How does Checker approach the challenge of balancing the need for background checks while also the importance of providing individuals with an opportunity for redemption?
Yeah, so I think we you know, traditionally a background check, people who had no records or no flags would be hired. And then if someone had, you know, discrepancies, flags being raised, you know, people would move the resume to the side of the pile and hire the other candidates. Mm-hmm. So very binary decision, right, that left a lot of people, you know, on the side of the road. So what we did is we said, hey, there are lots of benefits in like giving people a chance. And let's look at what's in the data to make sure as an employer, as a business, you only reject people who have, you know, a flag on their background that's really relevant to your business. Mm-hmm. And we made tools and built products to make it very easy. We also take the story of the person side by side with the data. So if someone, you know, had a DUI or a drug issue 10 years ago, a few years ago, they can say, yes, I made a mistake. Here is what happened. Here is how I turned my life around. Here is my business success. And that can really give them a chance to be interviewed and to move forward. So those are some of the changes we're driving to give a chance to people to get hired.
Nice. And how do these conversations go with organizations where you all are talking about unconscious bias? A lot of times people don't think that they have them because they are unconscious. So how do you all implement those conversations and make sure that the companies and organizations really understand the message here?
Yeah, so I think overall it's been very well received. I think that, you know, many HR and people team, recruiting teams know that there is bias, human bias just happens to be in every decision, and we have to just, you know, accept it. And they also agree that they have background check rules and that they have been rejecting people with records. And so then I think they're very intrigued about the opportunities to make a change and the business value. And so I think the way they start is it's pretty easy, and everyone agrees, like, if you have a marijuana charge that's old and you're maybe in a place that it's now legal or not a crime, that's an easy change to make to your process, and you get thousands of more candidates. So that's a very easy way to get started. Customers start this way on simple changes like that, and then over time see more and more value and change more of their hiring rules. And over the last year, we have thousands of customers who have implemented some of those changes. And you know, we do tens of millions of background checks, tens of millions of candidates going through our system every year. Last year, over 2 million people with a record got, you know, moved forward in the process, got jobs, thanks to those changes that customers are making. So I think that's very exciting. For us, the next frontier now is to be public about it.
Yes.
To really share the success stories, to share, like, I'm a proud employer, I give second chance, and here are my employees who have made a big impact. So now that's the next frontier, is to make it a positive, a part of the culture, a part of the brand.
Yeah, and talk to us about some of these success stories so we can really hear and understand the power of Checker and how it's transforming not only businesses, but the lives of these individuals.
Yeah, so we at Checker, about 5-6 years ago, we started hiring people directly from prison. Mm-hmm. So we've been participating in, like, many prison employment trainings and activities. And then I met personally amazing people in prison who are so driven. They, you know, they studied multiple college degrees. They were like so eager to turn their life around. And we gave them some opportunities in tech, and we saw them really succeed and flourish and become some of our best employees who have amazing retention rates, who are promoted more than the average. So we are doing it internally. We learn how to do it in a, you know, safe and inclusive way that, that sets up people for success. And now we are publishing online for free some of those learnings and how to do it. Overall, we've seen thousands of companies, small businesses, tech companies, larger companies who are very interested, but the main barrier has been, how do I make it happen? Mm-hmm. I'm happy to try, make sense, that's exciting, but how do I change my recruiting? How do I change my legal and compliance process? That's been the main barrier, and so that's what we're tackling now. We have checker.org, which is a nonprofit foundation, where we share all of this and we help any business, whether they're a customer or not, getting started on that journey.
And tell us about some of the challenges. With any fast-paced growing company, especially one of this magnitude, there's going to be some scrutiny or just any kind of problems that may arise along the way. What have some of those challenges been, and how have you been able to overcome and maintain the integrity of Checker?
Yeah, I think a recent challenge for maybe the last 12 months is we've all seen in tech there's been a lot of layoffs, a lot of slowdown in hiring. So that's been a challenge, for example, for Fair Chance candidates, right? Because when there's not enough candidates, it's easier for company to say, I need to find more people, so I'm going to be more, you know, open-minded and go try new things. But in an environment right now, like this year in tech, there's a lot of competition for jobs. So it does make it harder, I would say, even for us to scale Fair Chance hiring. But I'm optimistic that that's just a temporary challenge. And I think engineering, tech, software companies are going to continue to grow. And we don't have enough engineers, enough tech, you know, skilled people to meet the demand. So I think it's just a temporary challenge.
Yes. And to bring it to current events, I'm not sure if you all saw, but the SCOTUS ruling for affirmative action has come in place where I believe in a 6-3 vote, we no longer have that. How are you going to leverage Checker or use Checker to ensure that these companies are still giving light to and showing individuals that we care about diverse hiring, we care about equitable and equal hiring? How do you plan on maybe mirroring Checker with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's proven that diversity makes businesses stronger, makes teams better, you know, makes team be more creative and launch better products for customers. So there's a lot of literature, and it's proven that diversity is good for business and good for company cultures. You know, for us, we also, I'm a big fan of measuring diversity when possible in the different countries. So this way, you can measure progress, you can see what teams are more engaged, what teams are more creative, and you can tie that back to diversity goals. You know, internally at Checker, we have diversity goals for different teams. We're really proud of it. Fair Chance is one of them. You know, we don't have quotas, but we encourage diversity, we measure it, we celebrate it, and I think it's been a huge part of some of our success and performance as a company.
And if we get into the nitty-gritty, how do you determine who is deserving of a fair chance? Who is deserving of a second chance? You're looking at these backgrounds and these criminal records, and it could be, as you mentioned, a DUI, it could be a marijuana offense, which is nowadays, depending on the state, not as much of a big deal. How do you determine, okay, pass this one along, they deserve, versus not too sure? Where does that, how do you fall in there?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, the data you get and the background check is just the first step. It's just the first step to say, okay, can we move forward with this person? We also look at, you know, the other skills, the other background, the stories, the experience of the person. And then I think you have to talk to people. I think that's also something that's very important is we, you know, select different candidates based on their potential. So we like to focus on the skills, the aptitudes, the drive, the motivation people have, more than sometimes the technical, you know, skills, because that can be learned.
Right.
And then we talk to people and we have an interview, we give them a chance, and then we select the best candidates. So I think it has the tool and the data and the AI has to be used to then still have that conversation and human assessment that you're making. Yeah.
And how do you push that message to the organizations to make sure that they're focusing in on those holistic hiring practices and really paying attention to the individual and their skills as opposed to just what a sheet of paper says about them?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, one is it's deeply part of our culture at Checker and our mission. So everyone joins the company because some of our values, what we're doing in Fair Chance hiring, they're deeply excited about opening opportunities in tech to people who might have the same privilege they've had before. But we always have to fight bias. There's just, you know, bias is there, gender bias, racial bias, age bias. So we do trainings. We look at some of the data to see, like, hey, are those interviewers maybe rejecting or approving more people over time? So people analytics are helpful. It's a long journey. You know, people are going to make mistakes. It's not perfect, but I think we see business value in trying to hire the best people and a diverse workforce. Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to hear a success story. Can you tell us any story of one individual or a company that has worked with Checker and they have seen the highs and the beauty of fair chance hiring, second chance hiring, and making sure we're giving everyone that fair chance? Give us a good story.
Yeah, we have a lot of, we have over 40, we have 50 Checker employees who have, you know, second chances, so many success stories. You know, one of our reps in customer support, JJ, he was wrongly convicted of very severe crimes, spent decades in prison, was eventually released. No one would give him a job because that crime looked really scary, you know, on the background. And then I talked to him, we interviewed him, we gave him a chance because we heard the whole story. We heard recommendations from the judge and everyone. And so then he's been one of the most successful employees now, 6 years at Checker, been promoted to different teams. He's a manager now. So that's been great. More recently, Amalia is a software engineer. She also spent time in prison, but turned her life around. And now is one of our fast risers and highest performing engineers, been promoted multiple times. So those are just two example human stories of very successful people in tech who needed that first chance to get there and are going to be extremely motivated, you know, loyal to the company because we helped them, you know, turn their life around.
And as you mentioned, that human touch is essential. I see we're heading further into a digital age. We're relying on technology more and more, which is fine, but we draw the line of losing that human touch and connecting with individuals. How do you all at Checker navigate relying heavily on the technology and the data while also leaning into the human interest side?
Yeah, and the technology is getting more and more complex and hard, right? We've been with AI, and so for us, we're thinking about even for fair chance, you know, candidates who maybe have been in prison, maybe have not used a smartphone or computer in many years or ever, we have to help kind of those tech skills. We do like a tech onboarding to use, you know, phones, smartphones, apps, etc., to get people kind of up to speed on the minimum level of tech skills. But once you have it, then people are, you know, they reach the first step of the ladder, and then people are on their way to grow their career, to learn more. But I think one question for businesses and everyone is like, how can we help the most people get to that first step of the ladder to benefit from technology? Because I think technology, if you can use it, opens a lot more opportunities for people and equality of opportunities for different populations. But helping people getting to the first step is important. And I think we businesses have a job to do there.
And looking ahead, how do you envision Checker coming into the job industry and making even more of a notable mark? What do you see ahead as you look forward to what Checker can accomplish?
Yeah, I love being in the HR tech industry. I think it's a very exciting industry because you touch people, you work on hiring and employment. So we're definitely going to continue fair chance hiring and bringing background checks that allow people to get a second chance. That's going to continue for a long time. And we're still early, so we want more companies to adopt it and see the benefits. But also looking ahead, we're looking at other HR tech products where there is bias in everything HR related because it's human decision at the end of the day. So if we look at, we're launching a payment product to pay workers instantly, same day. People want to be paid as fast as possible. Unfortunately, some of those financial products have high fees. You've seen, you know, maybe when you have like an app with your money, if you want to cash out same day, you have to pay 2 or 3% fees. And we work with a lot of, you know, workers who are low income, and so we want to help them keep as much of their income as possible. So we launched a payment product where the worker pays no fees and we make money with the business. So that's another way of bringing fairness and opportunities in HR tech and helping the worker, the consumer, being successful.
Nice. And we are winding down on time, so I want to leave the floor to you. Was there anything you want to leave the audience with before they go ahead and check out the rest of Collision? Anything surrounding hiring, fair chance, biases, any last minute anecdotes for them?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're interested in fair chance, in second chances, in hiring, in giving back to the community or making tech more accessible to, you know, underprivileged communities, we'd love to to help and share our free resources online at checker.org that could be a benefit for your business or company. So happy to help on that.
And note that he said free resources. Okay,
free. So like you don't have to be a Checker customer. This is not a sales pitch. We just want, you know, every company to learn how to give opportunities to people.
Perfect. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for this. And everyone in the audience, I thank you so much for sitting here and participating. We thank you for your time and hope you all had a great time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.